Rachel, I know you haven't had a ton of time to kind of digest what happened this season, but when you look back, was the 2-7-1 start, was something else that kind of led you to be in here after 82 games?
Yeah, I think, slow start, it's always tough. It's always tough in this league to climb your way back. And the years we had some success here in the regular season, we had good starts. And the years when we not have been as good, we've had slower starts. And it's always hard to come back and chase all year. And, you know, by having a slower start, of course, management started to look direction of, trading guys. And that didn't help our team either. I totally understand and I get that part of it was necessary to do. But at the same time, it didn't help our success this year for sure.
How would you sum up your first full season as captain, not just with everything that happened on the ice, but going through leadership meetings and having that position?
Yeah, no, it was an honor, a privilege to be a captain of the NHL team, something I could never dream of. So very special feeling, and I really enjoyed being a captain, and I'm excited to, you know, go into next year, having the first year in my back. It was a roller coaster of year for sure. A lot of things going on off the ice, and a lot of changes in the dressing room, a lot of new guys coming in and a lot of guys leaving. So yeah, a lot of things happening and a lot of things to deal with, but I enjoyed it, and it's a great challenge. And trying to learn from it every day too, and everything that came at me, and or as a group, and I had great support from starting with the ownership group, believing and trusting me to give me another 2-year deal and wanted me to stay here, and then Connie and the management, same thing, just believing me and giving me the captaincy, and coaches staff did a great job communicating with me all year and giving me and the leadership group all the support we needed. And the leaders on this team, a lot of guys stepped up this year and had some big career years personally, and they stepped up as leaders too on and off the ice. So I had a lot of great support all around me this year.
You've mentioned at times about how much of a roller coaster this season has been. Can you go into a little bit more detail on how it was for the leadership group to navigate through those ups and downs, in particular when guys were starting to get traded?
Yeah, I mean, but we all kind of, saw things coming. We knew part of business, it was going into season, there was a lot of question marks, and we knew things could happen. And with the slow start we had, kind of set up for guys going to different teams. And but things happen, we had some good meetings with Husk and with that big group, all the leaders. And he sent some good messages to us, and I thought all the guys dealt with it in a good way. And all the guys always came in every day excited to be here and just ready to work every day. And I thought we showed some really good character, resilience all year.
Michael, you sat here a year ago and talked about the point you're at in your career and, wanting to win a championship before you're done. Like, how do you now wrap your head around the fact that this team has started a retool, that they've committed to going younger? How do you wrap your head around that part of it?
Yeah, it was an empty feeling last year, empty feeling yesterday again, being done, missing playoffs. I still need some time to reflect on things, but from this year. But yesterday was a really just empty, sad feeling last night. The season's over. But I knew going into the season when I decided to stay and sign that things were going to change here. We had to go through probably a transitional year with a lot of things happening, and I was prepared for that. And when I made my final decision to stay here, just was because I wanted to play for this team and give this team and organization another chance, and because this is our home, and this is a team I love playing for, and it's so special to be here in Calgary and play here. So, and I knew, I believe in Connie and Husk and the process we're going through here with the retooling. I know, the expectation from the outside is going to be low, but for us, I know Connie is going to have a good summer for us and do the right things, and then next year we'll come in and, you know, we're going to do, you know, push for a playoff spot again. And I believe in this core and the group who's here, and I think the additions we're going to make this summer, I think we're going to be a really good team. We were this year, but even better next year. And having to play for Husky another year for all of us, I think it's going to be easier coming in next year and knowing what to expect. And when I made that decision, I knew it would be a period of time that was we potentially could miss playoffs and would be a grind, and but also a great experience for me to have a chance to help young players come into this league and help them with what I can and shape them in some small ways with how I approach the game and all that, and with some help from my leaders on the team. Of course, my dream is to win, but my biggest dream is to win here in Calgary. And I think this retool is necessary for this organization, and I knew that going into this year. And I'm excited for next year. I think good things are ahead of us.
Michael, I know that, and kind of on the same note, you're the one guy of the pending UFAs who decided to resign, and the first one who made the decision. As you reflect back, are you surprised that it went the way that all the other ones ended up getting moved out? Is that kind of what you're anticipating, or as you reflect back, is that a little bit of a surprise?
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's part of business, and none of those guys had the same attachments that I do here to Calgary, but I'm not surprised. All those guys had their own rights to make the decisions. I did think, at the time, as soon as I signed, I had some good conversation with Tani. I thought things might get down there and he would stay, but they were still close with some other guys too, and at the end of the day, the team had to do what's best for organization, and so I wasn't surprised. I was sad to see all those guys leave. They were a big part of our team, and they're all here. We played out so well for 2 years ago and won the division, and unfortunately lost in the second round. But it's tough seeing them go, but I wasn't surprised. UFAs, good players. They weren't signed when the season started. There's a big business part of this all in the NHL.
McKenzie had said that there has been a black cloud over this organization. That's pretty evident. Do you feel like you've gotten past that, or if you haven't, how do you get past that?
I feel like, talking to people in the city, that's what I value, talking to the fans and people here in Calgary. Everyone was just so excited about the way we played this year. Everyone comes up and tells me how exciting hockey we played this year, and I think that's great to hear. And we want not the result we wanted, but I think we needed to get some excitement back here in Calgary after, like, last year. I thought it was a really tough black cloud year, a lot of negativity with how things went here. Guys leaving and. We had a good team and we not made playoffs, a veteran team. So I feel like this year it was really refreshing and nice to hear from all the fans how excited they were about how we play this year and how excited they are about the next year's coming, and they believe in us and they think we're something special coming here.
In 16 seasons, you've played for a lot of coaches. How did you enjoy playing for Ryan Huska, and how would you describe him as a head coach?
Yeah, I really enjoyed playing for Husk. I mean, we have a long history together dating back to Kelowna. Husk, a great person, such a humble person. And as a coach, he's super smart, detailed. He doesn't leave anything out. So he had us prepared for every game, every practice. Just every day he comes in and is ready to work, and he loves what he's doing. So, I think he did a great job this year. It wasn't easy for him either to come in and so many changes, so many new players, but I thought he did a really good job with the group, and nothing but good things to say about Husky, and I'm really excited to keep working with him.
Michael, to go back to Eric's question, just do you worry at all that there's a perception within even just the player community that guys don't want to be here? And if so, what can be done to change that?
Well, obviously, the arena situation is not... I mean, I love playing the Salle Dome, but it's one of the oldest, or if you take Madison Square Garden out, it's the oldest one, right, in the league. So that's a big factor, I'm sure, for guys. can. I mean, it's in the process. Hopefully, it gets done here sooner or later. I would love to play in that arena, but you got to get going here soon. I'm not getting younger, so. but yeah, no. I mean, yeah. There's been just because guys were leaving, and like, yeah, there's been for not fair reasons. Calgary's been put on as a bad place to play or not a place where guys want to come. And I think it's a great place to play. I mean, it's a great place to raise your family. I love living in Canada. I feel like it's such a great country to live in. And Canada, too, has gotten a bad reputation compared to U.S. I don't know why. I'd rather live in Canada. So, yeah, it's too bad things have gone here. But, you know, we're trying our best here to change things. And I know the management owners have taken that, you know, probably personal and want to change things as well and do what they can to, you know, they treat us the best way they can. And I'm so thankful for everything the owners do for us. They do a fantastic job. And, you know, if you come here and play here, you're going to see that and feel that. So I think players that are coming here now, they can see and feel that. So I think things will change.
What do you think this group needs, Michael, to make a run at the postseason next season? What types of players or what has to change for this to be a different conversation a year from now?
I mean, we had a pretty inexperienced team, and there were so many things going on this year, a lot of UFAs. Hopefully we don't have too many UFAs going into next year, that would be a good start. And then, you know, guys, we had a lot of young guys coming up this year, play really well for us, and we traded for some young guys, and they all play well, and they're going to be more experienced next year, knowing what to expect of the NHL after playing a full year, and I think that's going to be important for the team, and you know, it's up to the management how they want to form our team. It's not up to me, so you have to ask them that.
Any plans to go to the World Championships?
Well, I don't want to talk about that today because I want to talk to them first. I've had some conversations with Team Sweden, but I haven't told them my final decision yet, so with respect to them, I want to give them a call first.
Max, you described all the things that you guys were kind of dealing with as a group, as a leader, as a captain. Is there anything you learned, anything you took away this year in your first year? That probably felt like 2 years in some ways, but as a first season wearing the seat?
I mean, I feel like I have been reflecting a little bit during the year, but I think this offseason is going to be a good time to reflect. I feel like right now it's just so season just finished, and it's I need some time to reflect on things. And but you know, I feel like every day I've learned something new. And but yeah, I feel like last year I had to take a big step in the leadership role with a lot of changes to our core, and so I feel like kind of started a little bit last year. But being official captain this year change things, of course, a little bit too. And but I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was exciting. But yeah, at times there was times where I had to learn to, you know, I can't change everything. Like if we're, you know, early in the year we're losing, I can only control my own game. You know, I can help my teammates, but I can't fix everything. And at times I wanted to do that maybe a little too much, and that's something I gotta work on, that I can't fix everything on my own. I can help my teammates, and by playing my best and making sure I'm happy and healthy, it's going to help the team the best. And that's what I kind of got to focus on more moving forward, and something that was a big lesson for me, I think, this year.